Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Shemai, Croeso in Gwasanaeth Arlain. Hello and welcome to our online service on this 1st of August, the 9th Sunday after Trinity. As always, we are grateful to Sam for his time and expertise which make these online services possible. We come together as the family of God to offer him praise and thanksgiving, to read his word, to bring before him the needs of the world, and to seek his grace, that through his Son Jesus Christ we may give ourselves to his service. We begin with the well-known hymn, Guide me, O thou great Redeemer, pilgrim through this barren land. Eternal God, we praise and thank you for the day on which you created light and saw that it was good, the day on which the disciples discovered the empty tomb and met the risen Christ. This is the day you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Blessed be God for ever. God has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. Let us confess the times when we have failed to heed this call. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done what is wrong in your sight. We are sorry and repent. In your love, have mercy on us. Cleanse us from our sin, renew a right spirit within us, and grant us the joy of your salvation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 78, verses 23 to 29.
The Lord commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven.
He rained down manna upon them to eat, and gave them grain from heaven.
So mortals ate the bread of angels. He provided for them food enough.
He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and led out the south wind by his might.
He rained down flesh upon them like dust, and winged birds like the sand of the sea.
He let it fall in the midst of their camp, and round about their dwellings.
So they ate, and were well filled, for he gave them what they craved.
We now have the Welsh hymn, Dyma Gariad Fel y Moroedd. As our Saviour taught us, we boldly pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, that deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Ein tad, yr hwnwyt yn y nefoedd, sancteiddiar dy enw, dilyd y deirnas, gwneli'r dewyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dyroi ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel y maddiw ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth eithi'r gwared ni rhag drwg, canys eiddo ti o'r deirnas, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
The Collect for the Ninth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, who sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your Church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love and joy and peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now have our Old Testament reading.
Y darlleniad cyntaf o Lyfr Exodus. Dechreuodd holl gynulliad pobl Israel o rwgnach yn erbyn Moses ac Aaron yn yr anialwch, a dweud wrthynt, o'na fydda'r arglwydd wedi gadael i ni farw o'n wlad yr aifft, lle roedd ddim yn cael eistedd wrth y crochenau cig a bethau ein gwala o fwyd. Ond yr ydych chi wedi'n harwain allan yma i'r anialwch, er mwyn lladd y dyrfa hon i gyd a newyn. Dywedodd yr arglwydd wrth Moses, byddaf yn glawio arnach fara o'r nefoedd, a bydd y bobl yn mynd allan a chasglu bob dydd ddog yn diwrnod, er mwyn i mi ei profi a gweld a dynt yn dilyn fy nghyfraith a'i peidio. Dywedodd Moses wrth Aaron, dywed wrth holl gynhylliad bobl Israel, dewch yn agos at yr arglwydd oherwydd mae ef wedi clywed eich grwgnach. A thrawedd Aaron yn siarad â hwy a chwythau'n edrych tu ar anialwch, ymddangosodd gogoniant yr arglwydd mewn cwmwl. Dywedodd yr arglwydd wrth Moses, yr wyf wedi clywed grwgnach ar Israeliaid, dywed wrthynt. Yn y cyfnos cewch fyta cig ac yn y bore cewch eich gwala o fwyd. Yna byddwch yn gwybod mae fi yw'r arglwydd eich Duw. Yn yr hwyr daeth soffl ieir a gorchuddio'r gwersyll ac yn y bore o'r oedd haen o wlith o'i amgylch. Pan gododd y gwlith, oedd ceinau'n denau ar hyd wyneb yr arnialwch, mor denau a llydrew ar y ddear. Gwelodd yr Israeliadef a dweud wrth ei gilydd, beth yw hwn? Oherwydd nid oeddent yn gwybod beth oedd. Dywedodd Moses wrthynt, hwn yw'r bara, a roddedd yr arglwydd i chi ei fita. Dyma air yr arglwydd.
A reading from the Gospel of John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were at the place where Jesus had given the bread, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, Very truly I tell you, you were looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to him, What must we do to perform the works of God? Jesus answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. So they said to him, What signs are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Whinge, whinge, whinge. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. The Israelites couldn't wait to leave Egypt, where they were exploited in their work as slaves. There was a build-up to the great escape, and the actual exodus was exciting. But after a time on the journey, things seemed less promising. At least there'd been food in Egypt, and perhaps they thought that they would have been better staying put. God had delivered them from Egypt, and it was time to trust that God would provide for them on the journey, which proved to be the case. There was bread from heaven, well, manna, the substance which cannot be identified precisely. The instruction was to take what each person needed. There was to be no hoarding for another day, apart from on the sixth day, when a double ration was provided in preparation for rest on the seventh day. At the beginning of the first COVID lockdown, there were reports of people rushing to buy the main food staples, cleaning products, not to mention toilet rolls. That first response was, "What do we need to do? What actually do we want to get? Because it may be a while before we have any other supplies." The whole of our first hymn this morning was about the wilderness journey by the Israelites and God's provision for them. The hymn was written by William Williams Pantycelyn from near Llandovery in the 18th century. It was written in Welsh and probably was William Williams's best known hymn. The last two lines of the first verse are, "Bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore." The Israelites had to learn to trust that God would provide for their needs in the wilderness. God gave Moses laws by which they were to live, but also provided for their physical need for food, drink, and guidance through the wilderness. Now we fast forward to the time of the earthly ministry of Jesus. But the time of the Exodus was still very much in the minds of the Jewish people and remembered annually at the Passover festival. The reading from John's Gospel this morning was set around the time of this festival. One day Jesus had provided an abundant picnic. The next day, the crowd were again determined to find Jesus. And when they tracked him down, Jesus knew that they were mainly interested in the physical food which he had the power to provide. The people had missed the sign, as John calls these miracles, which point to the real identity of Jesus. Even though Jesus had performed the miraculous in providing an abundance of picnic food, the crowd found it difficult to see beyond the fact that he came from a local family, and he certainly couldn't be a Messiah. They perhaps thought that he could potentially become a political leader and lead them in a military uprising, bringing freedom from Roman rule. But the mission of Jesus was not one of earthly power and majesty. We're told that the crowd credited Moses with providing manna for food, but Jesus corrected them, saying that it was God who had provided for them during those wilderness years. People seeking physical food were neglecting to seek the spiritual nourishment that Jesus could give them for this life and beyond to God's eternal kingdom. It was here that Jesus used the first of the I am sayings. I am the bread of life. And in verse 34 of chapter 6, there's a request, from now on, give us this bread. Jesus, the bread of life, offers himself to anyone who comes to him in living faith through word and sacrament. Jesus feeds us through the bread and wine of Holy Communion, but also nourishes members of the Salvation Army and Quakers who do not use the sacrament but believe and cherish the word of Scripture. During our service of Holy Communion at the breaking of bread, we say, though we are many, we are one body, for we all share in one bread. When we share the bread of life, we are united in Christ and with one another. We come with our different talents and creativity, and through Jesus, we can bring the spirit of unity from diversity to create a bond of peace and to be known as communities of fellowship and love where all are welcome. St. Paul, writing to the Ephesians, pointed out that people have varying abilities and skills and are called to apply them differently. But by putting all these different qualities together, we become part of the body of Christ on earth, which is built up in love. We cannot allow ourselves to be swayed by new ways of finding fulfillment or happiness about which we may read or hear. But we must remain faithful to the true spiritual encouragement we receive through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the bread of life, which enables us to travel in the light of the awareness of God's love, mercy and provision for us, and live out his will for each of us in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be united with your Son and with one another. Guide us to fulfill our individual calling in your service and to be part of Christ's body in the world and united in the bond of peace. Amen. Our next hymn is I'm Feeding on the Living Bread.
on the living bread. I'm drinking at the fountain head and cool. So drink, as Jesus said, shall never, never thirst again.
What, never thirst again?
No, never thirst again. What, never thirst again? No, never thirst again. And who so drinketh, Jesus said, shall never, never thirst again. I'm feeding on the living bread. I'm drinking at the fountain. Said, shall never, never thirst again.
What, never thirst again?
No, never thirst again. What, never thirst again?
No, never thirst again.
And who so drink that Jesus said, shall never, never thirst again.
Affirmation of faith. I believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist. I believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again. I believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world. This is the faith of the Church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our time of intercession this week is led by Anthea.
Let us pray. Lord God, you are the Father of all people. We come before you today with our prayers, knowing that you will hear us, help us, and guide us. In the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. O God, from whom all good things come, give us grace to live to your glory. Give us respect for each other and for all your creation. Fill us with a sense of wonder and give us wisdom in all our dealings. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. We pray for our divided world. Lord, we ask you to help us seek out opportunities to work for understanding and tolerance between people of different religious, social, racial, and political backgrounds. Help us to break down the barriers that divide rather than enhance us as a civilized people, and help us to create a world that celebrates our differences. We pray for refugees and asylum seekers, those fleeing conflict, warfare, and persecution. Bring peace, Lord, where there is conflict, sow love where there is hate, and begin within our hearts, that the love we display might make a difference in this increasingly fragile world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We continue to pray for all those who have been impacted by COVID-19. The following prayer comes from the Mothers Union. We pray for those who are suffering from the coronavirus throughout the world. We pray for all those who have lost a loved one with the illness. Give wisdom to policymakers and skill to the researchers. Comfort to everyone in distress. Bring a sense of calm to us all in the days of uncertainty and distress. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who showed compassion to the outcast, acceptance to the rejected, and love to those to whom no love was shown. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Recent reports have declared that in the space of 30 years, the UK has become 0.9 degrees centigrade warmer and 6% wetter. It seems that the climate is already changing here in the UK. Extreme weather events now seem to be the norm rather than the exception. In 100 days, politicians from around the world will meet in Glasgow to decide on a way forward. Dear Lord, give our leaders the wisdom to care for the earth you created. Help us all to act now for the good of future generations and all your creatures. Help us to become instruments of a new creation, founded on the covenant of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As the Olympics and Paralympics continue, we pray that you will watch over our athletes, give them courage and confidence to do their best, fill them with a spirit of fair play, make them gracious in winning, make them brave and proud in their attempts. Give them the joy of your kingdom, where everyone's gifts are honoured and celebrated. Keep them safe and strong under your protective care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are sick or ill. We continue to pray for Matthew and Jane and the family, and for Brian and Sheila. Healing God, bless those on a journey of recovery from illness or surgery. Grant strength, patience, and freedom from pain. Bring restoration of health through your Spirit's power. Reach out and touch them so they know that you are there, bringing comfort and light, even in the darkest of times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, in a moment of quiet, we remember all those known to us who have experienced the pain of losing a loved one. Lord, we thank you for the lives of all those loved ones who, whilst no longer walking beside us or holding our hand a long life's journey as once they did, live on in the collective memory of those they have left behind. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our final hymn this morning is To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done.
Perfaith achubiaeth drud bwrc
for joining us for this time of worship, wherever you may be. And now may God, who gives patience and encouragement, give us a spirit of unity as we follow the one Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon us, upon those we love, and upon those for whom we pray, today and always. Amen.